Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Beverly Williams is here, too, because she is our good friend and the co-author, along with Don Cooper, of The 32nd Commute. If you're home-based or want to be, you got to have this book, and I don't know how you could do without it. I don't know how you could plan to be successful without the good stuff that that Beverly and Don have made available in this wonderful little publication. And Beverly is the 2002 Home-Based Business Person Advocate of the Year. The 2002 Home-Based Advocate of the Year. I'll get it out correctly in a minute, folks. I almost called you the Homeless Person of the Year, Beverly.
Uh-oh.
But I know you have a home because I've been there. Beverly, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. It's always fun to be with you.
And you never know what's going to come out of this mouth.
That's right.
You never know what I'm going to be saying. How have you been?
I've been very good. I've been enjoying my summer in the mountains and having a wonderful time.
Well, we're so happy you're having a wonderful time in the mountains. Rub it in. Hey, Bear, I know you work with home-based businesses every day, and you talk to them on the phone, you email them, you travel out into the marketplace and meet with them. You're just about to whip Garrett County into shape over there, I know. And one of the great things that happens for us is that you come back and bring us these stories of things that you run into. And these people that you meet have classic stories, many of them, that other people can benefit from. And I'd like for you to share some of those with us.
Okay, I'd be happy to. I think that it's so wonderful to be able to share other people's stories as well as my own, because we all learn from each other, and I think it helps to know that you're not alone.
Mm-hmm. That may be the most important thing for small business owners to get, is that not only are they not alone, but the mistakes and the challenges and the opportunities you're facing are not that unique.
No, you're not the only duck in the pond with that one. That it really and truly is something that everybody does.
But we think, though, don't we? We think, I must be really, really dumb because nobody else could have this kind of problem.
Well, not only that, but when you're home-based, you're even more isolated as a small business owner, so it makes it twice as hard. I have a very nice young man who was a coal miner, had an accident not related to his work, but wasn't able to go back to the coal mines, which is probably a blessing in disguise. And he's been on disability for the last couple of years and really was chomping at the bit to do something. And I've been counseling with him to help him get a business started. And it finally got going for lots of reasons, was delayed. But he finally got going, and I called him. One of the things he does is windows. He actually washes windows.
So he does windows.
He does windows. He's a man, and he does windows. And he does a fine job of it, too. You have seen the windows I have in my house.
Yep.
Some of them
big
are
ones.
rather large and rather tall. And so I decided it was worth hiring him to come and do those, and I wanted to help him out as well. I end up being one of the best customers of a lot of my customers. But I called him, and he came, and I referred him to another friend of mine, and they wanted all of their windows washed. He went down, gave him a quote, and the man's reaction was, I'm not paying that much money for somebody else to wash my windows, I'll wash them myself. And he was really, really down about it.
Yeah.
He came back to me and he said, I don't think I'm going to get that job. What do I do? Should I go tell him a cheaper price? Maybe it was too much. Whoa, stop.
Slow down.
Yeah, let's talk about what the reality of this one is. Let's look at the whole picture. First of all, did you give him the price that you had set for yourself? I mean, he and I had done his pricing for the different types of services and determined what was a fair market price in this area. And I said, did you quote him more than that? No. Okay. How many windows did he have? A lot. Okay, so what do you think you could have done differently? Well, I could have made it a whole lot less money. Why would you do that? Well, his feeling was, of course, that he wanted the job, and so it was a matter of taking less money rather than no money.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think this is a common thing for business startups.
It's universal.
Yes.
And whether you're home-based or not.
Yep, yep. It's a real problem. And what we said, all right, here's an idea. What if you were to go back to him and say, I'm getting my business started, or I'm in the early stages of my business, and I would like to have this job to add to my resume, my portfolio, and I understand the price is more than you were willing to pay at the time. Not able to pay, but willing to pay. Therefore, I'd like to make you this offer. I would like to do this job for X amount of dollars less. In return, would you be willing to give me the names of 4 to 6 of your friends who you think might be willing to hire me to do this or other
right.
work that I do?
Be a referrer for me.
Yes. Give me warm calls.
Mm-hmm.
Let me call these people, or you call them and say, I'd like to, refer this
But
guy
don't tell them how much you paid.
No. That's the very last thing that you do.
Yeah.
Don't tell them our arrangement. I'm only doing this for you.
Yeah.
And he went back and talked to them, and that's exactly what they did.
Yeah.
It made it something not just, who knows what goes into somebody's mind, but in this case, he got the job. He got several referrals, and I happen to know that one of those turned into immediate work for him.
Well, and I went through this when I was a consultant, when I started mm-hmm. my consulting business in 89.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I sold my time per hour for less than I thought it was worth
mm-hmm.
and less than I needed, but I needed some credentials. I needed some mm-hmm. some happy customers.
Right.
And so I traded that discount, just exactly like he did,
mm-hmm.
for to get some street cred,
mm-hmm.
to get somebody who, and I'll tell you what else he needed, that guy, because I needed it too. I needed some love,
mm-hmm.
and I needed some customers to love me up a little bit, and because my business needed a little bit of confirmation, a little bit of affirmation, and I wanted it from a customer,
mm-hmm.
and so it's a good thing to do that. We're going to talk about this a little bit more with our good friend Beverly Williams. She's the co-author of the book The 30-Second Commute, available wherever books are sold. Here's Dan Fogelberg to take us out. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you use it to your advantage, and don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and my blog. Both of them are there. One comes by email, the newsletter. The blog comes by real simple syndication, and you can get that technology on my website. It works like a charm, and it's free, too, by the way. All of our stuff is free. The only thing we ask you to pay for are the books if you decide to buy one or more of them. We always like it when you buy at least one. And so check all those things out, folks. In fact, you can go back if you're home-based. And you want to know how to do it right, go back and listen to the, something under 1,000 interviews that Beverly and I have done over the last 8.5, almost 9 years, talking about home-based business issues that Beverly is, all the wisdom she's deposited with us over the years, all that's available right there on our site in the archives under her name. So check that out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Beverly has an outstanding website as well. Beverly, give it to us, please.
Well, that's www.beverlywilliams.com.
All right, so check that out. And they can find out more about the book there, too, can't they?
They certainly can. They can order it. They can see the table of contents, all kinds of information there.
Beverly, we're talking about how to make sure that you price the job so that you get it, especially when you're starting out. You know, this is a real conundrum for any small business, home-based and or any other small business, and that is you know, one of the biggest problems that someone like you has, who advises small business owners on a regular basis, is to get them to charge enough. Because most of the time they think, well, okay, I used to make $12 an hour, so now I'll make $15 an hour and I'll get a raise.
Mm-hmm.
When they completely disregard, they completely don't take into consideration the fact that they've got to pay all their taxes, they got to do all their marketing, they're not going to get 40 hours of work every week, and now they're an expert, they're not just an employee.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of thing, they forget that part. So there's a little bit of a tension there, isn't there, Beverly, between trying to get them to raise their prices enough so that they can actually keep their business in business.
Right.
But then how to know how to launch the business with the pricing that's at the right point to get the first customers to take a chance on you.
Right. And, you know, first of all, you have to know what it's going to cost you to do business. If you have a product or a service that has supplies that you have to buy, plus your overhead, then you have a little bit more tangible knowledge of what your cost of business is. When you're a consultant or something where you're using your brain to do a job for a customer, it's a little harder for people to understand that they still need to get paid and how much it's costing them to do business. So that's the first key, is know what it's costing you to do business. And then how much do you need for yourself after that?
Mm-hmm.
One of the hardest things, I think, as well, is for people to understand the difference between being an employee and being in the business center and having to pay all those taxes. And I know we've talked about that
mm-hmm.
many, many a time. All these things are important for you to know, because then when you have family or friends that call you and say, hey, you know, would you do me a favor? I know you do this for a business, or, hey, you know, I'm family. How about doing this for me
right.
for nothing? And I know it's hard for people to say no to family and close friends. So instead say, you know, this is my business now. Of course, I'm in business to make money. So here's what it would take for me to be able to do it for you for a reduced fee or free. And it goes back to the same thing we talked about earlier, and that is, what can you give me that would help me put money in my pocket
right.
if I do something for you that doesn't put money in my pocket? So understanding, one, what it costs you to do business, and being able to convey that to the people who are asking you to do it for nothing or for real cheap, so that they understand, hey, you know, I've got expenses that I have to cover as a business owner. Therefore, in order for me to do this for you, if I can do it for you, you have to do something back for me. And it depends a lot on what your business is, but giving referrals, good, hard referrals, not just don't give me just names of people, but people you really think might have a need for my business. Understand there's no guarantees, but at least it's a warm call.
Mm-hmm.
You can call them and say, you know, Joe Smith over here gave me your name and number as someone who might be interested in what I do for a business. I've done this for him. Feel free to call him and find out what kind of job I did, or, you know, whatever the circumstances.
Or if you're giving them a serious discount, you can say, I would appreciate it if you would call them and say, you know what, I want to tell you about a guy that's working with me.
Mm-hmm.
You might want to let him, if he ever gives you a call, you know, you might want to talk to him.
Right.
Let them actually say, you know, this guy's a good guy. He's a, you know, or lady, whatever, you know, Beverly, this is such an important thing for so many small businesses to understand. This pricing thing is so key, and it's not intuitive for them, and it's being able to price your business the right way at the right time for a startup business, of home based or not, is easily the difference between success and failure.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Beverly, we got to wrap it up, I'm afraid. So thank you for being here, as always. You always stimulate us and drop some wonderful pearls of wisdom on us. Give us your website again, please.
www.beverlywilliams.com.
It's a good site. She's the real deal, ladies and gentlemen. Beverly Williams. Thanks, Bev. See you next time.
Okay.
Quick break. Right back with Jim Copeland. He's with the Manhattan Institute. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.